shit. Dancing, yeah, bitch, I make it sing like opera. Harlem shaking, my mistake ain't through the cucaracha. The tennis dancing on my neck, I make it do bachata. I went from noodles, now a nigga eating steak and lobster. And I'm a fool, baby, what we gon' do, baby? Baby, hold on, what we gon' do later?
It's actually, you know what? You just gave me an idea.
Okay.
Yo, yo, I go by Saint.
It's your boy Fari.
It's your boy Kambal.
And we got Enough for Nothing podcast. What, you just scrolling Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that bro, you got to deal with that now. Women,
I have to
children.
Deal with that. Yeah, yeah.
Facts,
that's,
we at that age.
Now.
Yeah.
Are we though?
Yes.
We are at that age.
Bro, we're just dead
not
at that age.
Because we not having, we not popping. If y'all, I just was scrolling on Instagram and I was like, fuck, she has a kid. Of course she does. Like, why wouldn't she have a kid? Mm-hmm. That's just where I'm at now. Like,
yeah.
I just like scroll and then I'm not even surprised if they have a kid anymore. We are.
What's our age range right now?
We're 26, bro.
Our age range is
25
like
to 35.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'll be seeing when I'll be. Seen it. You ever seen something you fill out in the ages, like,
yeah,
18 and then like 25 to 35?
Right,
that's us, bro.
Would you date a girl with kids?
No.
Why? Why not?
That's,
are you not good enough for you?
Nah,
no, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't though, because boom, two perspectives, right?
Yeah,
perspective as a young man growing up now, I wouldn't because. That's a responsibility that ends up on my plate.
Elaborate for me.
Eventually. It will end up on my plate as a good person, mm-hmm. as a good partner.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it will
end
up on my
plate.
Because I wouldn't want to be in your life and neglect the child.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's going to off-put you. And you're going to be like, okay, well, I have a son that you have. And your son should be your priority type shit. Like, mm-hmm. that's no ifs, ands, or buts. So the fact that your son is the priority...
Mm-hmm. You're not the priority.
Yeah, and not to say like I don't want to. That sounds selfish a little bit.
It's okay.
It's okay to say selfish, that.
That's okay.
But it's like
that's okay.
I just don't think
you want to be prioritized.
Yeah, like I want to have like say we can't just up and go.
Right.
We don't have that luxury no more. Right. And rightfully so. Like you got to take care of what you got to take care of. You got to make sure your kid has a babysitter, whoever you need to watch him, food, make sure he Gucci. Being up and we can't just up and go no more. So. That's just that. And then now, me as a second perspective, when I was growing up, single mom, mm-hmm. my parents are separated. I used to look at a lot of the men that my mom used to date sideways. Like, I ain't care about them niggas for real. Mm-hmm. And they were good men. Like, as I got older, you feel me? I had my own stigma because, like, my dad is still in my life to an extent, right? So I'm like, okay, fuck y'all doing? Why y'all can't just be together? Like, well, I got to deal with this new nigga. Or I got to deal with this new girl. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care about none of them. So I had a very like, I had a wall built up.
Facts.
So it could very much be possible for you know young niggas. At the same time, I would have to put myself in that little nigga's life. So now I'm like another person that he has to
depend on.
Yeah, we're like. I gotta feel me take him outside or like make sure he got food and shit. Nah, bro.
Bro, you don't want to deal with that shit.
No, I
that's
don't.
Okay.
Nah,
that
well,
is
no.
okay.
Wait, okay.
What happened?
Bro, I would very much do it, shit, but I don't want to do
you
that.
You don't want to deal with that shit. Oh, I don't want to deal with that
this
shit.
This is like if you potentially see something that's gonna be serious. That's
yeah, yeah, okay. yeah, yeah.
This is not like because for me. If I don't see it's gonna be serious and you got a kid and I'm feeling you and you want to date,
it's just fun.
Yeah, if it's just fun, yeah.
Cool.
If it's just fun, yeah.
If it's just fun,
yeah. Right, cool. Yeah.
I know they gotta see me. I mean, I might buy some little snacks.
I don't gotta see that nigga.
Play some games with him real quick. Dip off.
Yeah, I don't gotta see that nigga for real.
But nah, like word.
Seriously, dating? You got a kid? I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't want to deal with all that.
Yeah.
And then I don't gotta. And then. It's just another thing that I gotta be on my mind. Like, are you still fucking your baby daddy? Like,
yeah, and that'd be the case. Oh, or like, even if he's still in the picture, so you still gotta be in contact with the nigga, bro.
And I don't care how I sound, bro. Like, you could be like, "Yo, Monty, you're so insecure, whatever."
You're insecure, bro.
I'm really not, bro. It's just I don't want to deal with the potential. I don't want to deal with the.
I'm not gonna lie, that's real though.
Like, yeah, she could be cheating on me regardless.
Right. But
guess what? That's not just in my head.
Yeah.
You got a baby daddy that's always around. You gotta communicate with that nigga, whatever. Bro, yeah. I don't wanna fucking deal with it, bro. So I'm good. I'm just not
for you.
Not worried.
Nah,
and I'm allowed to do that.
Exactly.
exactly. got a kid and you no.
There's nothing. No. There's absolutely nothing wrong with what you said, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So I agree. Would I do it though? I don't know. Depends on shorty. Like if I was in a situation, depends.
Bro, I'd be like, yo, what you doing Saturday? Oh, I'm with the kids, bitch. Mm-hmm. Fuck that little.
Bro, you gotta take the kids out.
Who?
Hey, we all can go out.
No.
No.
Let's go to Splish Splash.
No, I don't got
it. Makes
ready
it makes
I'm
it worse.
I'm not ready like that.
Yeah. We're an yes. OD.
I'm not ready like yes. that yet. I'm not ready
and
like
it makes
that
it worse because that little nigga is not your responsibility at
nah,
all.
No, but sometimes they get eat free. The little kids. They bring it into the buffet, eat free.
No, nah, I'm saying like that's fine. Listen, no, I'm just saying like the nigga gonna be around. Like we gotta
annoying.
Watch the nigga.
Yeah, he's gonna be annoying.
No, go somewhere, bro. Like,
not for you. Nah, that ass too young
whatever,
for that.
Whatever, bro. Yeah. I'm too young for that, bro. Yeah. I'm 26, about to be 27, bro.
Yeah, prime.
You got a kid?
Prime time.
Let me the no, bro.
This is prime time right now. Do this it, is crazy.
But if it's just fun and all of that, sure.
Nah, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, and I'm allowed to feel how I feel, bro. I'm with you, Fari. Fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck that little nigga word.
Fuck them kids.
But you know what's funny? Women are open to niggas with children.
Yeah.
Like, that's in their, they're like, yo, the nigga's gonna have a kid. Like, yeah. They almost expect
yeah, somebody to have, to a, have kid. A kid. If you don't have a kid, they're like, that's rare.
Not me.
Super rare.
Not me, bro. If you got a kid, bro.
Ugh, right?
Damn. RT. Like.
Nah, not like that, though.
Not like, not ill, but it's like. You grown, son. Like you got
yeah, you an
responsibilities.
Adult.
Yeah, you an adult. I ain't trying to move that fast. Mm-mm. I'm good. You take care of your kid. I'm gonna be over here childless.
Yeah, yeah.
And have no. Mm-mm. I'm okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Shout out to all the single moms out there, though.
Because the flip side is like, if they young and turn to have a kid, then you look at them different. Like, damn, you got a kid. Why y'all here?
Who looking at them like that?
Us or people in general?
I'm what you my said business. My fault.
Like, say, like a mother, but she, you know, she got a kid, but she outside and she doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People look at people different, like, oh, you got a kid, you shouldn't be doing shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's crazy. Those type of people. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm on my business.
Yeah, yeah, word.
You know,
what the hell?
I don't know what you. I don't know what type of
relationship you got going on. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what you got going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not.
All I know is it's not my business.
Yeah,
facts.
And it's not for me to worry about.
Yeah,
facts. Because
why? I'm not dealing with that.
No, in fact, you shouldn't have to either.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that. Go find a nigga who's okay with you having a kid.
Yeah,
facts.
I'm not that nigga.
Word.
And that's just that. Yeah. And if you got a problem with it, I'm sorry.
It's too much niggas
gotta,
out here.
Yeah, like you said, you got to deal with the father now, or vice versa. You got to deal with the mother. And nah, bro, that's just too much for a nigga that's not mine.
Word.
Mm. That's just too much for somebody that is not my person.
I
like,
think that's just find a girl that don't got a kid.
Mm.
Easily.
The fuck?
You could fix your home. Touch. Like, go and fix your home.
Yeah.
Maybe the home's not broken. Maybe they got a nice situation going on. Yeah. They just, you know, I've heard of...
the crown is in pieces.
I've heard of, like, you know, people co-parenting and, you know, the relationship is
it's
like...
It's great, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Cordial and
true.
Good relationship.
That does happen.
No, I'm good. Leave me alone.
And then, okay. Nope. Eventually, one day.
What?
It might catch up to us.
What you mean?
I don't know. Forget it.
Chill, bro.
Forget it.
Forget I'm saying, like, when I'm older and shit, like, if you...
That outlook is different. Because the nigga might be older, too. Like,
word,
the nigga 24.
That's
like,
different.
All right.
That's different.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
talking about
I'm
right now. Like,
yeah,
at
facts.
26 years of, yeah. of age, going on 27. I don't want to deal with that, bro. That's too...
Mm-mm. There's a plethora of women without kids.
Yeah,
bro.
I feel like we can... have to our disposal.
Like, there's a lot of women that we know that have children. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of women that we know that don't.
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm. Life is such. Facts.
Yeah.
Beauty. Duality. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so.
All right.
I feel like people with kids, maybe we should date other people with kids.
That's what they be doing.
Yeah. So, make one big little happy family.
And sometimes there's people who are
people.
Okay with dating people with children.
Yeah. No, only.
Huh? Mm.
Only.
Uh-oh. Run into those waters.
Stay with the.
I just
within your means.
I just worry about me
because what word. Like whatever. No,
I just worry about me.
Nigga, like communist.
If date, like if somebody else want to date a girl with kids, that's your business.
Yeah, word. I guess
if a guy if a girl want to date a nigga with kids, that's your business. Just be prepared for what that shit comes with.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Got to.
If they're a great parent, the kid's always gonna come first.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Facts.
Nah, but because like I see, like even in my personal life, I see like friends who like have like guys with kids, and I see the shit that they have to go through, like the having to have the baby mother in their life and in the kid's life, or even in contact with the baby mother. I'm like,
you wouldn't want to do that?
No, no. People be weird, bro.
That's true.
Especially when it comes to like moving on sometimes, or like the baby father sees the girl dating somebody, now they kind of like puffing their chest out whenever they got to come around. And like, you know, I don't want to do all that, bro. Anything that does, I do not need to go through.
You don't want to. You don't have to.
Don't put it in front of me. Like,
that should be annoying, bro.
That like, I don't have to go through this. Literally. Yeah. And I'm here because I fucks with you. No, I'm not doing that.
I feel you.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I don't have to go through it, so I'm just simply not. I'm just simply not going to do it.
Good answer.
You know?
I get that.
Nigga, it's Sunday, bro. Kendrick still ain't dropped.
It's been a week.
I mean, like Drake dropped twice. Shout out to the boy. what are you waiting for? I mean, what are you not waiting for? What are you, like Fari said, we don't have to rush him.
No, I'm not rushing him. It's just me. Like, it's my instant gratification kicking in right now. Like, I'm not putting him on a clock, but like, damn, nigga, I want to hear something.
For you. I seen a tweet from those people at TDE. Uh-huh. I forgot if it was Reason or one of them niggas. He was like, those niggas over there make their food in the microwave. Mm-hmm. We make our food in the oven and the stove. So
I get it. I get it. We'll see. Like Drake. Well, that's a great microwave then. Word. Drake got a fucking elite microwave. Cause the nigga drops fast and it's good.
Good, yeah, facts. That's premium premium fast food.
Yeah, bro.
Word.
Like
damn. Kendrick will drop this week. I'm sure of it.
I don't know at this point.
I'm sure of it, bro. Because no doubt in my mind.
Because Drake already dropped the AI. Honestly, that shit, you know?
That shit was kind of cool for me.
That I liked it.
Niggas is dick riding him, though.
Bro, but niggas are dick riders.
It was like, he's corny for that.
Bro, niggas are just dick riders.
And then it was like, then the argument was, well, Kendrick did it in the Heart Part 5 with all the faces. It's still AI. But it was like, not the voices, but I get it. It's cool. AI, yo, AI's here, bro. Niggas gonna use it.
Bro, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
Drake wrote, Drake was rapping, but he used AI.
Exactly.
Nigga, it was, that's creative.
And
that shit
was mad funny because from the perspective of them.
Right.
Telling Kendrick, like, yo, don't let this nigga do this to you, bro. Yeah. That's cool.
Bro. That's what I'm talking about. I found it a little cringe.
I like that shit.
I found it a little cringe.
Why?
Find what cringe?
A tad cringe.
What?
Just of the lyrical aspect of using his cadence and rhythm on
Tupac. Oh, the Tupac and Snoop.
You
find it cringe?
Just a little bit.
I find it impressive.
Really?
I find it impressive.
And the lyrics was a little cringe too. Because he kind of like the way he threw himself under the bus, I'm just like.
Or insinuated?
Yeah.
Damn. FDNY?
Like, I feel like they was making mad noise from Malone.
From Malone.
But yeah, it was a it just made me cringe a little bit just because I'm like, he's like, yeah, talk about how he only like little girls. And I'm like, I don't think that's the bar you want to.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's the.
He ready for it. I feel like if a nigga brings some shit like that up and he use it, he ready for something. He got something.
Bro.
But he got something in the tuck.
He said, you know, talk about how he likes little girls, and it was on the Joe Budden podcast, so it must be true.
Yeah.
Buddy, that's not allegations you want to bring up. Like, you don't. What you need to be doing is, hey, I don't like little girls. Yeah, that's what you need to be saying. That's what you need to be telling.
Fuck your bitch last night, matter of fact. Type shit.
That's what he need to be saying. I don't like little girls.
I don't know.
Where's that bar?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, why? That's why I'm saying, like, why'd you choose that to go with?
Because
I guess Drake was seeing the medias and saying, oh, Kendrick gonna say how he like little girls, whatever.
And it gave too antsy. Like, you restless. Like, I feel like Drake is restless.
He got
like,
time.
Cause
he got time now. He off tour.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same shit with Meek. Mm-hmm. He gave Meek like what, 3 days, 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
3 days?
3 days, way out.
3 days. And then he dropped back to back.
But I feel like he can't be so antsy when one, you took a month.
He didn't take a month.
He took 3 weeks, that's a month.
He was on tour.
Yeah, facts. Come on.
But that's not an excuse.
What you mean?
I would give him a pass.
So now you're getting Kendrick a pass, but you can't get Drake a pass.
What?
I don't know where I got that from. Nah, because niggas are saying like,
are you giving Kendrick a pass for taking so long?
I'm saying if Drake got 3 weeks, Drake can't come back and be like, all right, I'm off tour, and be like, nigga, no, hurry up.
Nah, that's not fair. Because that's like,
I see what you're saying.
No. That's like a nigga. That's like a nigga shooting at me. And then you know, I don't know that he's shooting at me, and then I finally shoot at me. Then I shoot back, and now the nigga's mysteriously gone. No. Where you at, bitch? You just shot at me.
Right, yeah.
Where the fuck are you at?
That's true.
Come outside, yeah, you true. Fucking hoe.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you shot at me, I was occupied.
Yeah.
Then I finally shot at me, I retaliated, and now you're mysteriously gone. No. Bring your ass out here, boy.
I'm okay with Drake doing that. I'm okay with Drake, you know, it's not instigate, antagonizing Kendrick. I'm okay with it, bro.
Facts.
Because he's giving me music in the process.
The process.
What I want, I just want to hit, just give me all of it.
Yeah.
Give me all of the music right now. That's me. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Word. I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
That's my same thing with like, that's why I binge watch TV shows that's finished. Because I don't like waiting a week.
Yeah.
I don't like waiting a year for the next season. I hate that.
Oh, shit.
I actually hate it. So when niggas be like, yo, watch this show, I'll be like, yo, is it finished? I genuinely do that because I don't like waiting.
Oh, so you watch Game of Thrones one time?
I watched, nigga. Remember quarantine?
I finished Game of Thrones
in 3 weeks. I finished Game of Thrones in 3 weeks. 8 seasons, 10 episodes a season, 1 hour episodes.
I finished
that shit in 3 weeks. I wasn't playing. Niggas is telling me get on the game. No. I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I get it. Like, you want the, but I don't know. I don't want this beef to last more than like, if this beef start going in June, July, I don't care no more.
You just said the other week, the other day.
I made the other day,
it could go into next year.
Yeah, it can. But now,
I made
my mind. No. If this beat don't end by the end of May, bro,
yeah,
I'm done. I don't care, bro. I don't give a fuck who wins. I don't give a fuck about who's the king. Y'all can suck my dick. I don't care.
Why?
Because, like you said,
mm-hmm,
I want that shit
right
immediately.
Right.
Instant gratification. And right. I want it in the time. Like, I'm interested right now.
Exactly.
I don't feel like I'll be interested in June or July. I'm outside. It's good weather. I'm not going to be on my phone that much.
What if they drop music that you could play outside?
That's different. But I don't see that from Kendrick. I'm not paying Kendrick out.
Nigga, you play like that?
Yeah. That's not Kendrick, though.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I just don't want this shit to really overspill. I feel like sometimes things can overcook.
Mm-hmm.
This shit needs to be cooked and ready and served.
You like it medium well.
Mm-hmm.
Or medium rare.
Mm-hmm. Don't overcook. Yep. Don't overcook.
No, well done.
Don't overcook.
No well done steaks over here.
Don't overcook this shit, bro.
Yeah.
It don't need to be.
That's how I feel. I say, yo, by September, we better have a clear winner, bro.
Literally, bro, we need a winner, son.
Yeah, bro.
That ass.
We need a clear winner. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying, oh, Kendrick taking mad. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, damn, like, I wish he dropped because I want to hear it now. Because
it's two, it's two songs. To one verse, bro.
Two songs to one verse.
So that means Kendrick got to drop two songs. Or not.
He don't got to do it. But he has to
respond. But if he drops a song, Drake's going to drop another one.
Yeah, he has to respond eventually.
Yeah.
And I'm actually okay with push-ups. Mm-hmm. You know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
He finally stood on the diss. He finally put it on streaming. Push-ups.
Yeah.
After how long he wasn't back in the fucking track? Like, why did you take so long to say this is officially my...
He wanted to see the...
Word. And then, so it's
that's
like...
That's whack to me.
That's
why?
Like, feel me?
That's
like,
whack.
Bro, it was a leak. It was a leak.
Uh-huh.
And it was a leak.
First of all,
leak.
He leaked it. It leaked. He changed the verses on the second one.
Yeah.
He wanted to see how it cooked up,
bro. So then you don't have a right to be antsy.
What you mean?
You playing safe already?
Nah, I don't.
He's playing mad safe.
Explain how that was playing. I explained though.
Okay.
So I can see it.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Kendrick drops a diss verse on like that, and then you have a record ready, but you're not sure if it's gonna hit or not.
Okay.
So you, quote unquote, leak it. The first one, niggas was like, as mid, because he used the hit him up beat,
hit him up sample. Yeah.
That shit wasn't, like, it was a good idea.
It was a great
idea. West Coast artist.
Yeah, use the sample. I like that idea.
I like it.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
Transcend. It didn't.
No.
Yeah, it didn't. When I was hearing it, it didn't flow.
Right.
It didn't sound together. Yeah.
And then you change the beat, you change some words in a verse, whatever, and here's push-ups. Niggas fuck with push-ups, right? So you see niggas fuck with push-ups, and that whole time you didn't put it on streaming. You just left it as a leak. You didn't say, yeah, that's my shit, on no social media, nothing. You didn't say, hey, this is my shit. And then he finally puts push-ups on streaming. So now he's finally backing up the record. He's standing on the record. But with this Tupac Snoop shit, you post that shit right on Twitter.
On Instagram.
Off the bat, bro.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was kind of whack.
Yeah.
Just stand behind what you're doing. Stand behind your
I feel like he's Drake.
Don't use the leak as a cause now right. Niggas was just like, nah, that shit is fucking whack. Dirt. He could be like, it was leaked. I didn't want it to be out anyway.
You're playing too safe, and then you want to be bigging up your chest, so moving mad antsy.
You don't think Drake is just calculated?
Yeah, I know he did all that.
That's soft.
It is. Is it
soft?
It's whack. It's corny.
Soft.
It's corny. I like the record.
It's calculated. It's still soft.
Calculated as fuck. But it's soft. Whack. That's whack. Like,
but why would I post a this is whack on the stream?
That's the risk you take going in a battle.
Yeah, that's the risk you take, bro. That's the risk you take.
But when do niggas ever post a diss straight off stream as soon as they drop it?
Ross did it.
At least back it up.
Then he posted like 3 days, 4 days after.
Yeah, at least back it up. Nigga. He posted it the same day.
No, he didn't.
Yes, we did. Nigga, we heard it live.
And then later on he posted it on Apple.
Yeah.
It was on Apple, bro.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Shit was right on Apple. I didn't know. Right on Apple, brother.
Wow, nice.
Right on Apple.
All right.
Fucking Meek posted War Pain.
On the E, right? You know what? These niggas did post this shit. Drake posted Charge Up on the shit, too.
Yeah, Charge Up, back to back.
It's because he's playing. He's scared, nigga. He's playing it safe.
He's not scared.
I don't think he's scared.
I'm not picking a side either. He's just not scared.
He just don't want to take an L.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I mean by scared.
Like how he quote-unquote took one with
Pusher.
That's what I mean by scared. Like, he's playing it safe where he can have the control to retract.
Right.
That's what I mean by like you playing. But
if he took an L, he would have took an L either way. Like, since niggas that shit was whack.
If niggas said it was whack and it was a leak, he has all right to be like,
yeah, it was a leak. It was leaked.
He can always post something else.
I wasn't ready.
Right.
Yeah, he can always post something like that was my real shit. This is my real shit. He just wanted to test the waters and be able to be like, and being that it was a response, niggas like, oh, now this shit hard. He's like, all right, bet. I could drop it now.
Push-ups is dead solid, though.
Push-ups is good, actually.
That's just good.
It's a good diss.
Yeah. It's a good diss.
It's a good. It's a great response.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it at all.
Well, I mean, the only reason he dropped it on stream was because of Taylor Swift.
What do you mean?
She dropped her album Friday. So he dropped. Because, yo, Drake has this fucking
obsession?
Sadistic obsession with Taylor Swift and Kendrick and I don't know
the real mentioning Taylor Swift.
I don't know the real story behind it. Basically, like, there was a time where Taylor Swift, Drake went number one. Mm-hmm. No, Drake went number two or something. He posted something from his views. One of his songs were like number one or something. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift, no, his song was number two or something. And Taylor Swift's song was number one. So he posted a screenshot of his story. Like, it was like 3 years ago. He X'd out Taylor Swift's name. Mm-hmm. Whole song was like, yo, shout out to my team. We did it. Da, 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 da. So ever since then, I don't know. Him and Taylor Swift got this pattering beef. But it's not really real beef. It's just like, I don't know. And then with the whole thing with Kendrick, I tell you, Kendrick did a Taylor Swift remix on Bad Blood.
Yeah, so.
But when he dropped that, that was the same time around, him and Drake was beefing. Mm-hmm. So like him, it was rumored him and Drake was beefing. And then Kendrick dropped that remix with Bad Blood. And I don't know if it was shots at Drake, but ever since then, he been on Taylor Swift ass, bro. I don't know. So he posted this on Twitch on the dropper. He did it on purpose. That's why.
How true is that this Taylor Swift thing was made by ChatGPT or AI, whatever the fuck? How true is that? Is this a Taylor Swift album that just
showed? Yeah, double album.
Yeah. Someone said that it was curated by ChatGPT or AI.
I have no clue, brother.
I don't know, bro. I don't follow Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a
not saying it's not her singing, but like I'm talking about like the bare bones of it. Yeah. Like lyrics and
I have
songs
absolutely
and stuff like
no
that.
Idea.
But yeah, man, I mean,
I don't know, something.
I don't think Drake's scared. I just think Drake is really prepared for something
he's anxious, I think.
Nah, when a nigga start moving like that, where he's like, yo, drop. Like, bro, I would only do that if I know my upper hand is something so wicked and diabolical.
Not always.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe Drake is in the right space to be like, all right, let me
oh, you think he just locked in? He's locked in.
Yeah, bro. Like, let me show this I give you that little short ass Compton nigga, like, yo, you can't fuck with me on this rap shit, bro. Me,
yeah, man. I give niggas that. There's two sides to that, though.
Have something up his sleeve. I don't fuck it up, bro.
There's two sides to that, though, depending on who you're going up against. You can very much have that attitude to, and be like, yeah, I know I got something else up my sleeve, so hurry up and drop, nigga. Like, I'm ready for the smoke. But then it's also like, the anticipation is kind of getting to somebody. It will get to somebody, depending on your opponent. The anticipation of like, okay, I'm going up against a GOAT, nigga.
Nervous, like, yo, you kind of get like, what is this?
I feel like I feel like two things could be true, low key, because the way he's moving antsy is like, is one of those things like, it gives me like a, like, you ever seen like a teenager and like they dead ass like, say you did something to me and now I did something to you and everybody's like, oh, and now you're like, yeah, like now you're like, okay, like, yeah, nigga, fuck out of here, like, I ain't scared, like, and then nigga smack the shit out you again, you're like, okay, it's one, that's how I feel about it, like, you got hit, you hit him back like on some real, like, okay, you got me. Mm-hmm. And now you're like, ah, yeah, I can fight. Fuck like out of here. Now I'll put my shits up. Yeah. But he moving like he laughing now. Like, yeah, you hit him and he laughing. He's like, all right, nigga, yeah, like, that's how I feel like. It's both, in my opinion, for Drake. Just because of how I see Drake, too, though.
Yeah.
I think Drake trying to rush Kendrick to drop some whack shit.
Some whack shit. I ain't gonna. When the Kendrick AI shit leaked, bro. Y'all heard that shit?
No.
I listened to that shit 7 times.
I didn't listen to it.
I listened to that shit 7 times.
Yeah, cause I'm over this whole
AI. That was Kendrick.
That was not Kendrick.
That was Kendrick, and that was whack.
It's not Kendrick.
It was Kendrick.
Are you saying this as a Drake fan?
No, I'm saying that as a hip hop
fanatic.
Lover, okay. I guess.
Okay, a fan.
Not really hip hop lover.
I feel like I heard like
a fan of hip hop from 2000 to now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I heard it 7 times, bro. I feel like that was Kendrick, bro. It was just a bad response.
It's just
a sketch. Yeah, he. You know, like a what you call that shit. When niggas write something, but it don't really mean anything. Fuck, I don't know what you call that. But you know when a movie producer or somebody writes a sketch just to go off a premise? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I'm thinking, but it's not the real shit.
A draft.
that was a draft.
Maybe it was a draft.
And it was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't.
But that's fine.
It didn't get. There was certain, like, you know when you hear somebody's voice through AI?
Oh, you can tell?
It's like a mixture because AI's trying to, like, match it up to the voice that it's trying to replicate.
Yeah,
I kind of, it's like, if it, like, I heard the first couple of seconds and some of the punchline, it just felt like very,
it, yeah,
like you know when you hear like a wavelength, you see a wavelength of somebody's voice, it just felt very like
off. Yeah,
yeah, it just felt like a needle in a fucking.
Well, the nigga came out and said it was AI, but I don't care. Well, they paid that nigga to do that. It's Kendrick. Anyway,
I didn't listen to it. Niggas be like, yo, AI, leave me alone, bro.
Yeah,
like, I'm over this whole AI and leaks and.
We're in an era now, bro.
This is why I needed Drake to stand on the record, because
well, you wasn't sure. You wasn't sure. I knew it was the boy, though.
You knew it was the boy.
I knew it as soon as I heard it.
The first.
Because with AI, they can't say certain words.
That's like, what
certain,
I'm saying.
Certain dialects, they don't know how to do. I know I've been listening to Drake for mad long, so I know that nigga's dialect.
What did he say?
Back in my hand.
What did he say?
It's the way because when Drake raps. Drake has like 3 accents, right? He has the accent where he actually enunciates every word. Mm-hmm. And then when he kind of like wants to get in that mode where he's like rapping, mm-hmm. he has a Houston accent. Mm-hmm. I heard the Houston accent. I was like, oh, it's Drake. Mm-hmm. I feel like AI wouldn't be able to do a Houston accent with Drake. I've heard AI Drake before, and it's only singing. Mm-hmm. I've never heard rapping AI Drake. They can't do it. Mm-hmm. It can't be done. Cannot be. Because you would... Hear a nigga trying to rap like Drake, we'd be like, this nigga's trying to rap like Drake. Mm-hmm. Or he's trying to mimic Drake. Mm-hmm. Drake got a specific twang to his rap. I know it sounds like a lot of glazing right now, but he got a specific twang. Like, it's just a, I don't know, bro. It's the crisp, I don't know, bro. The crispness, and I don't know. Got a specific a feeling.
Okay.
Like, I just know it's Drake.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Can't be duplicated.
Nigga... CB and Quavo beefing.
Yeah,
what's up with that, Safari?
What's up with that? Since you know everything about Chris Brown,
every fucking thing. You got your degree.
Yeah, bro.
So
the Mavs are getting smoked.
Damn.
What are you playing?
They're playing the. I mean, Clips. Yeah, they're playing the Clippers, bro.
Oh, damn.
The Mavs are getting fucked.
Oh, what score?
35-61.
Second quarter.
Holy shit! Third quarter. The third quarter just started.
Oh, sheesh. Damn.
Yeah. James Harden waxing ass.
I peeped right before you turned the TV off. He looked like he was going off. Well, starting to heat up. Bro, that shit was not on my bingo card for 2024. I'm not going to lie. But when the beef been a thing.
Been brewing?
Yeah, the beef.
Yeah, when did that start? Like with Carucci or something?
It started, started before, well, yeah. In its entirety, because I don't know if you remember when Migos was just starting to like pop off.
Right, around that time.
Chris Brown was like, they
in. Yeah, they used to do songs together
they
all the time.
Mad songs.
What's
together?
That song they got together? That shit's fire.
Moses?
No. I don't know. It was on like in the back room or locker room.
Oh, it was like in
the
back room studio. I forgot the name of it.
Locker room or I don't know where
it was at. Like in some, it was in a space.
So fire.
Yeah, I know exactly. I don't know the name of it though, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I only know Chris Brown verse though. So he used to hang out with them OD. Like,
yeah, OD. That was his man's. No, that was his man's type shit.
He used to bang him up. Like, he used to go on radio station and be like, yo, like, I fucks with y'all. Like, y'all my man's for real. Da da da. Like, y'all the homies, whatever. Like, mad cool. They was hanging out together a lot too.
A lot, yeah.
But around that time was when the whole Carucci situation was happening. Chris Brown dating Carucci for like 5 years. So when they were starting to like on that little rocky stage and they started breaking up and he was like popping up on her, whatever, whatever. Then they broke up. When the word got out that Quavo was dating Carucci, Chris is looking at you like, nigga, how we saying we brothers, but you dating the girl that I was in love with for mad long. I feel like that's OD.
No, that's OD.
Yeah, so since then he kind of been lying like on some like, all right, y'all niggas risen who I like. Well, Quavo, because he fuck with Offset.
Oh, okay.
But Quavo, he was like, I don't. So being that all of them was like a clique, he was like, all right,
I'm cool off y'all.
Yeah, he was trying to fight Offset.
I was gonna say because Offset be backing up for
this is man.
Right. Migos is their shit. So I'm going back up for who I'm with. And that day that I forgot what it was.
BET Awards?
Yeah, I think it was after some awards and something had it was the entourages that started clashing.
Yes.
And then that's when it kind of was like, all right, these are my people, these are your people. It kind of turned to a whole big thing. And then I don't know who Offset was trying to fight and Quavo was trying to fight. Chris Brown looked like he was chilling.
He was chilling in that video.
So I don't really know too much details about that, but niggas was heated that day. But that's essentially where the beef started because when I don't know how long Quavo and Carucci was dating.
I don't remember that, but I remember slightly. But that was like 2019, right? Or was that
probably 18? 18
or probably whatever. 18. She said that was her friend, though. I don't know.
They were dating.
Oh,
they were dead ass dating. Because Quavo said it in his Quavo made a song.
Oh, and the tender.
Yeah. He made a song saying like, but you kind of like dragging it over somebody old. But it's like that's not the point for me. So I didn't know they rekindled they beef.
Who?
Not rekindled. That sounds crazy. But Quavo and Chris, I know the beef been everlasting, but like, I didn't know they were still so like.
At that point.
Yeah. I thought it kind of like
died down.
Simmered down and it was just like, okay. Because when they went to the fashion week, they were sitting next to each other. I know they was not going to talk. I knew they were still, you know, not mans, but it's like, I didn't think it was.
I mean, he spoke on that too.
He did.
Beat your
so. Eye. So how it started this year, Chris Brown dropped a song on his deluxe album. He dropped a song on his deluxe album called Freak.
Okay.
And the his verse, what he said?
He was rapping.
He was rapping. Mm. Yeah. On Chris Brown's verse, he has said something. I gotta read it. I forgot how the song go because I don't know none of them. I ain't even memorized it yet.
How many songs are in the album?
Now, after the deluxe, 30. Mm. I feel like we can't say anything about how good songs he makes now. That's a
done
deal.
That's a norm, right? Yeah, that's a norm for him.
But I mean, he added 13 new songs. So it wasn't like it was 30 already. Okay. It was like 20. And he added 13. So now it's like 33.
Wow.
So on Freak, let me read the lyrics. What he said? Oh, he was saying, sipping at 1943, I don't do no Quavo, like Jose Quavo. Mm-hmm. And then he was saying she's a freak bitch. She like Casamigos, but not the Migos. So that was his shot at Quavo and Migos and them.
Mm-hmm. I don't do no Quavo.
Yeah, so that was his verse. And then Quavo heard that and he dropped Tender. Tender wasn't like crazy, but he was talking his shit on there. He was like, "Yeah, we fucked, but like you make like that's old things now. So why are you still bugging out over that?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then Chris Brown dropped. Now
that disrespectfulized this.
Yeah. Weakest Link. And I didn't expect him to even respond to Tender, to be honest with you. But Are you? We all heard weakest.
I heard that shit.
Okay,
I was like, "What the
that
fuck?"
That nigga sound like he trying to kill that
somebody.
Nigga.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm like, damn.
I was like, trying.
Yeah, bro, that nigga look like a psychopath, bro. Chris Brown.
Yeah, what's up? Why he crashing out?
Bro, he look crazy, bro.
He crashing out. He not crashing out.
Not crashing out.
Would you call Pac a crash out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A major one.
Yes, I
he
would.
He was the crash out.
Yeah, bro. He's the first crash out.
We call Nas a crash out? Ooh. Nas?
I mean.
Crash out for what?
What he said on Ether?
Nah, not really. Because Pac was actually crashing out, bro. Nigga was showing cops. He was doing a lot, bro.
I'm talking about strictly on the beef. Not as a person. Pac is OD a crash out as a person. I'm talking about the.
But you gotta tie it together. You gotta tie it together.
Yeah.
Them niggas had beef. But you know what? You know what? Hey, I guess it looks crazy because Quavo responded one way. Chris Brown was like, no,
yeah,
die.
Yeah, literally. It should have been you, bitch. Yeah, like, damn.
So I'm like, jeez.
I feel like niggas ain't have that type of beef in a minute. Pause. Like, niggas ain't hear no shit like that.
Will women really make you want to see a nigga die? Yo, women would.
It should have been you. So like, that's crazy.
Women would do that to you. So
I feel like.
Nah, that's not crazy.
It gotta be something deeper than that, bro.
And you know Quavo can't rap.
It gotta be something deeper than that.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't really get to dig too deep into it.
I don't think it is,
and
bro.
On top of that, he
you
fucks
think it's
sweet.
Just over a woman?
Yeah.
I feel like it started over a woman, yeah. But the whole
he genuinely don't like that nigga, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean,
he probably just don't like that nigga, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. Have I been there?
To where you don't like a nigga to be like,
yo, bro, you fuck my girl.
It
should have
been you.
You fuck my girl.
I'm trying to see have I been in a situation like that.
I wish death upon you.
That's OD. My old girl. You ain't old girl like that.
That's hatred.
I would never wish death upon nobody. Word.
My old girl is crazy.
Yeah. Depending on what you did, word. Yeah. But yeah, over a girl, no.
Over a girl, though?
But
then again, I don't know what.
Did he wish death on
him? I don't know the situation.
Is that wishing death on somebody?
Yeah, he said it should have been you. So that take off.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I wish it was you.
Bro, he said it should have been you. You should have died instead of Takeoff. You should be dead.
Oh, he said niggas. He said niggas was you.
He said Takeoff died, niggas said it should have been you.
All right, bro. Come on now. Don't blow mine.
I mean,
is that wishing death on him?
He ain't saying like.
Is that wishing death?
But I mean,
I'm not trying to be that person.
Yes,
you are. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, bro.
I'm asking a solid question.
Yes.
If he wished death on a nigga, I don't give a fuck. That's not me.
Yo, nigga, yes, that's wishing death. That's wishing death. That's wishing that you had died. Yeah.
Because who's niggas? Him.
Twitter.
He's niggas.
He's niggas.
Ain't nobody Twitter on Twitter. Niggas on Twitter said that?
Niggas was saying it should have been Quavo.
There was niggas on.
Yeah, now they was niggas saying, oh, Quavo sacrificed that girl. Yeah, I remember
it was mad
that
people
shit.
On TikTok.
Maybe he
Twitter
knows who
saying,
we don't.
Yeah, it was mad people on Twitter saying like.
I don't know. Saying wicked shit. I don't know the situation. I'm not about to be one of these niggas. That act like they know what the fuck is the dynamic between these two niggas' relationship. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like I said, the last thing that happened between them, like you said, was like 2018, 2019, when that whole BET Awards, the war shit happened after thing.
When he was playing ball, they doing that little ball.
And that's why I thought that was.
He's like,
I thought,
bitch, your bitch ass out here, but I look like banter.
That's what I'm saying. I thought they let it go because Chris Brown was like, yo, get your bitch ass out here and get cooked in basketball. Yeah, that's what I thought, like, he was keeping it.
Damn.
And then Quavo seemed like he copped the plea.
Wow.
That was Quavo? I didn't think. That's.
He copped the plea. What he did?
That was a voice note of Quavo.
I didn't know that
in the beginning.
Quavo. Oh, that was
like
Quavo.
That was Quavo.
Like him to me.
Oh, did it?
I don't know. Maybe I wasn't really
listening. Yeah, but it sounded like he was being mature. Like, yo, man, why are you beefing, bro?
Word, bro. We rich as hell. You about to kill me over a bitch I fuck?
But, like, I ain't gonna lie. You know Quavo. You know how Quavo get about Takeoff. So, this can only go one way to hell.
Do you think it was disrespectful? On like to name drop.
Yeah, I think it's just like, why are you bringing up Takeoff, bro? Like, keep this between us.
Right.
Like, my son just died. Like, now you gotta make me think about my son dying again.
Right.
Now you got the whole world hearing about how Takeoff died again. Whoever is grieving Takeoff gotta hear that shit again.
Yeah.
Just should not have done that, bro. Understand where the angle was going, but
no.
What's up?
No, I'm not disagreeing. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But that happens a lot, though.
Yeah, it does.
In music, like drill niggas, like that's drill in its entirety. Yeah. Like, That's just music in the hood in its entirety. True. Chicago niggas,
yo, that's Atlanta a different niggas. That's a different
them
avenue. Disrespectful.
Them niggas are evil.
Yeah, disrespectful. Yeah, them niggas have no soul over
like,
there.
Niggas was like, yo, I'm smoking on your dead home, whatever. That's why I murdered your
niggas
man.
Make a whole dance when they stab that boy up
yo,
and die.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's some demonic
really
shit. Word.
That
yeah,
much.
That shit
yeah
evil.
That's some evil shit.
That's evil because yeah. you are because that's
those
an
are crash outs. Yeah,
fuck
like it's not that
fuck?
Serious for me.
Yeah,
or for anybody, it shouldn't be that serious.
Holy
yeah.
shit!
Yeah.
Dude,
that's
so
why,
glad.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I'm a guy. I'm not a teenager around this around these times. 2020.
Nah, these little niggas is crash outs.
Oh my god! I probably somebody would have shot me.
I'm so glad that you know.
You're a civilian.
I'm a civilian, facts. And my parents raised me properly.
Proper,
well,
right?
I'm not saying that they parents didn't raise them properly.
Right.
But I was raised properly. You know what I'm saying? And I have enough sense to know, yo.
It's not that serious, bro.
Yo, gang.
Hey, I'm not doing that.
You, because you're a part of this set and I'm part of this set, yeah, we gotta kill each other?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Nope. No,
yeah, that's a little extreme.
I will be at home watching Avatar The Last Airbender. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's extreme, son.
And eating Utz cheese balls.
Oh, I forgot about the cheese balls.
Yo, them shit's fire, bro. Yeah, that shit's fire, shit. Bro. That was my shit. Nigga, I would go home from school.
Nigga, I get the big bag of that.
Nigga, no. Nah.
Nigga, the jar.
Oh. The jar. I used to have the jar from, you know, like Costco or whatever.
I know exactly what you're talking
the
about.
The jar, the party mix jar,
just the,
bro.
Yeah, just
oh,
the
you ain't just
balls?
Had the cheese ball jar?
Oh, nah. Sometimes I would have just a cheese ball.
But the party
jar.
Mix was fire.
But the party mix was
yo, them shits was fire. You know, the chip in there was different.
Oh, like, they had the corn chips up in the there. That corn be hating
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but he was eating them shits, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, he was eating them shits, bro.
Fire, bro.
I was eating that one.
Mm.
That was me.
I don't believe you because I was the best one in there.
Nigga, if I was
in the variety pack,
yeah.
the little Doritos fake knockoffs, oh,
yeah,
them shit was fire too.
Yeah, those is fire.
But them,
you talking about Doritos? I thought y'all talking about the barbecue, Dipsy Doodle shit again,
bro. Them barbecue,
yeah.
I ain't gonna hold
they
you,
have
bro.
The fake version of that
bag.
In the party mix.
Huh? I might go get me a bag today.
They don't chips sell them shits, bro.
For real?
I'll still eat chips.
They don't sell
bro. The nacho twisters are not even called nacho twisters no more.
What is it?
Crazy head bullshit.
Excuse me?
It's called like crazy head Cheetos.
Nigga, you know what was fire? You ever had the cheese balls? It was in a, I don't know if it was Wise or if it was Utz,
mm-hmm.
but it was the circle. It was like it was like in a green bag. Hold on, I got you right now.
You lost me there.
It was like cheese rings. Hold on, let me see.
Nigga, ain't no Dipsy Doodles in here.
Nigga, what's
yo, the green and yellow bag.
Yeah, nigga.
Cheezy O's. Yes. Oh, my.
Wait, what y'all so
yo, those were at, yo, those were
them shits
phenomenal.
Was so fire.
What are you talking about?
One day, I didn't have no
god.
Money, and I stole two bags out the corner, so I ran out, bro.
Oh, my gosh. What's this shit
cheesy
called?
Cheesy O's, nigga. Oh, cheesy nigga O's. Just brought me. Yeah. Bro.
Oh.
I had to put my dad.
Oh. I remember them shits. Yeah, that shit was fire.
Cheese doodle O's?
Them shits was fire, yeah.
Cheese doodle O's was fire.
They don't sell it. Just they barely pack it, bro. My course had it. They don't do it no more, bro.
Yo,
I crashed out over that,
bro. Because
I crashed out over that one.
I ain't gonna hold nah, you. Yeah, why is bugging, bro? Why they stopped making the heat? Because they had the heat.
Yo, that shit right there, I get 10 bags of that.
Yeah, nigga. If I had $2, I would get 8 bags of those. Those cheese O's, cheese doodle O's, bro.
Damn, we brought me back,
holy
son.
Shit.
When you said that, I was like, what the hell is nigga talking about?
Nah, you know what shook the streets up too? Y'all remember when the honey cheese doodles dropped?
Honey?
Yes, the honey puffs?
Yeah.
The puffs.
Uh-huh, the honey cheese
hot
puffs.
Honey or just the honey?
No,
ones?
Just the honey. When that one just dropped, that shit had the streets.
But it was like a bee on it, right?
Yes.
Nigga,
honey. Yes, the bee. The chips with the B on it.
Yeah, hers, mm-hmm. nigga.
Yeah, hers. Oh, speaking of hers, y'all never had,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hers had some hot puffs. Shit. Was it like a fox on that bitch or a squirrel? Hers had like hot puffs, man. Yes, hot cheese curls. Yes. Yes. Oh, these, are new, these are new ones.
I've had these.
You ever had this though? The jalapeno poppers?
Nah.
Oh, they still sold those. I can buy. I'm gonna bring you one.
Yeah.
I'm a chips fanatic.
Yeah. The hot curls is fire. The hot curls is fire.
I would not rest until I get them queso twist bags, son.
Oh, the Fritos.
No, it's gone.
The Fritos.
Oh, my God, bro.
I emailed them.
That's gone.
You you email who's these niggas? Yo, you emailed Frito-Lay.
I mean, you do know these niggas have, questions and concerns, right? You know that, right? What the fuck you think is that for, bro? Yo, you know you can contact these niggas, right?
Nigga, who the fuck you think is keeping them niggas occupied? Me, nigga. Yo, who the fuck you think they be talking to? Me, those
are,
bro.
Those are discontinuous.
You called them?
You emailed them, nigga. Those are discontinuous of further notice, bro. Them niggas have a 24/7 chat. The niggas open weekdays, Mondays, 8 to 8.
You open an invoice, nigga?
Yeah, bro. I literally emailed them niggas and it was all, we are discontinued, but here are future products, whatever, whatever, and newsletters. And bro, you gotta, if you wanna find out, you wanna find shit out, you gotta let, yo, when it comes to chips, nigga? Oh, don't.
Yo.
Yeah, that's
he said, nigga, you know they got the questions in your service, right? He said, what the fuck you think is that for?
Oh, no. Contact them,
nigga. Nigga, email them.
Yeah, man. Shit. That was my gun. That was my gun back, though, bro. Shit, I'm, I don't play about them shits.
Yeah, nigga, when I would order them to stores.
Yeah.
Them shits.
Gone.
After that week?
Yeah. It wasn't selling good.
Them shits what? Them shits was fire.
It wasn't selling good in the communities.
Shits are good.
Yeah, bro.
Them shits are good. Them queso shits.
That shit was. I'm not even dragging it. I say that was dead one of like the top five chip I ever had in my life.
It's only because. The reason why that shit not, they don't make no new fucking flavors and shit, because Flamin' Hot has taken over the whole fucking,
yeah, bro.
Everything is Flamin' Hot now. Yeah, bro. So,
yeah. And I tried some other queso shit. It just wasn't the same, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's whack.
Oh no.
And it's on like places that you can order it sometimes. Like, let me see, like some freaking like third party ass wholesale place.
Mm.
In freaking Nebraska and shit. Now you can order it.
They got these shits in Kroger. The Frito flavor twist queso. They got these in Kroger.
Yeah, Frito, they don't be marketing that shit though. They might, I'm saying, don't sell well. Like, so they the pack out. That's probably because they have the last of that shit. They probably ordered mad of them shits.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
They gotta sell it.
That's whack.
Niggas fuck with the honey barbecue.
Not what? Really.
Twist? You don't fuck with the honey barbecue?
I mean, I'm blinded by queso, to be honest with you.
Was it the twist?
Yeah. It's honey cool. Barbecue twist is fire, too. Yeah,
it's cool.
Them shits was nice.
Nah, them shits are good. Them shits are damn good. Nah, these queso shits, them shits was smacking, though.
It was, yeah, though.
Them shits was that smacking. I saw a queso, I was like, hold on. Let me see. Yeah, them good. Just good. All right, we done. Are we done with the whole Chris Brown Quavo?
Oh, are we?
Oh, nigga, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, yo, he fucks with you for real, though?
Hell yeah.
If he didn't, oh well.
Nah, he dead, dude.
No, I'm saying, though, like, oh, if he did, it's he more
that.
Fun.
Yeah, it's more fun to believe that narrative.
It's more fun to believe that.
Yeah, word.
But he literally said, he said, revenge is sweet. Mm-hmm. I got some tea from that shit, but I ain't gonna say too much. Like, sweet tea, nigga, sweetie.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, okay.
He said revenge is sweet. He made sure he...
Sweet, yeah.
He made sure he...
Don't let that shit go over your head, little nigga.
Yeah, he said... Yeah, bro. So he wanted to.
Yeah.
Also, you guys look back from Coochie then.
He got his.
Yeah, that's really well, what it seemed like it was, to be honest. Because when they went to the basketball game, they were sitting next to each other, and they was like
awkward, right? Yeah.
Like you know that thing where you like you know, when you see when you see a you know your eater,
your sneaky
in,
link
in public,
and it's like oh,
you just like
yeah.
And they had like the way they took pictures, like because if you and Shorty ain't business, I mean, then again, that was her man at that time. Yeah, they were well done broken up. So yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Me, if you and an acquaintance, another celebrity pop up in the spot, why y'all had to be like, you know,
so worried about
somebody
it.
Yeah, sitting sit between them. Like,
come on.
All right.
Yeah, we're.
And there was a picture where they was in the studio together.
Oh,
and Sweetie had a set of rules.
Rules, right?
Where she was like, no men in here unless
real?
You. Yeah.
I'm weak.
I don't know if that rule was real.
Yeah.
But for me.
And Chris Brown was right in that studio, though.
Mm-hmm. Chris Brown was right in that studio.
Hey, man.
They was on the stage together. Yeah.
Hey, we're doing a. What the fuck is it called?
Black sitcom draft.
We're doing a black sitcom draft. Let's roll for who goes first.
Facts.
And second. And third. You can't win a three-way. You can't win a three-way.
You gotta be two then.
Yeah. But just do the name generator shit that you
Oh, yeah,
whatever,
yeah, yeah.
The number generator shit, whatever the fuck.
Number generator, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then whoever's pick closest, which just depend on like who's closest to the number.
The number.
I picked number 71.
71?
Why? I don't know.
Fry, what number are you picking?
30.
30? Okay. What am I picking? Okay, I picked 57.
Okay.
Wait.
What was your number, Monty?
71.
No, I changed that. 60.
Okay.
So you said 30?
Yeah.
What number wow. is it? What number is it?
Bitch, 77.
Hey!
Okay.
I go first, Kabago second, you go third.
No.
The number is 77.
So I thought we'd do it again.
You want me to do it again? I'll do it again for
oh,
you.
I mean, if that's... I didn't think that's how we went the last two times. Last five times.
I think we did go again. I think we'll do it again.
All right.
So.
I thought I was going to pick a new number and then...
Oh.
Oh, that's oh, that's oh, that's what you want to do?
Yeah, we could do pick a new number. Yeah, where?
Ah, hold on. So, go ahead.
86.
Okay, I'm pick 22.
All right. Oh shit! All right, so I go first.
Motherfuckers.
Mario go second.
I'm going last.
You go last. All right, let me just pull up
preview.
The graph.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Black sitcoms.
Uh oh.
What happened?
Now my phone died.
Your phone died?
Did. That started right there. Let me get that. Good looks.
All right. I actually know
I got
what
it
I'm,
in my head.
I know what I'm picking first.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're picking first.
A different world. I'm picking a different world first.
Picking a different world first?
That's my number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Out of all of them?
Yeah, out of all of them. That's actually...
Wow. That's not bad.
Yo, bro. You never watched A Different World.
No.
You should.
It's not bad.
That shit's actually amazing. A Different World's my number one pick over all of them.
Okay.
Because I know what y'all thinking. Nope. Different World.
Okay.
Different World. Go ahead.
Damn, my two picks, I feel like you're going to choose them next.
Unless Kabob pick them.
I don't think Kabob's going to pick one of them. So.
You better draft properly.
I'm worried about your second pick. That's why.
Hey, man. I'm worried about my third pick because I actually want to save it for my third pick, but I know Kabob's going to take it. It's probably going to be his first pick or second pick, right. One of them. I'm worried about my third pick. But if you...
Okay.
But depending on what you
I
pick
know
first,
your second pick. I know you're going to choose either one second, bro. It's going to piss me off.
Yeah, I am.
You're going to pick either one
so
of them second.
Pick which one you like better.
Right. Fuck it, Martin.
Mm. Okay, it's your turn, bro.
I know what you're gonna pick second, son. Go ahead.
Come 101.
On. Excuse me? 101?
Mm-hmm.
That's your first pick?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, nigga, I'm picking Martin too. I'm picking Martin too. My fault. Fresh Prince. Fresh Prince. Because you picked Martin one,
yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
If you would have picked Fresh Prince, I was picking Martin.
Yeah, that's bro. What I'm saying.
All right, Fresh Prince two.
Okay. All right, I got a good second. That's or even.
Does that count?
That counts.
Yes,
that counts.
That counts. It do count.
That counts.
All right.
Kabob's about to pick my pick right now.
My wife and kids.
I knew it.
Fuck.
Yeah. I was hoping I could get my wife and kids.
That's why I said I'm worried about my third.
That's how they go one. I'm that's like, yo,
I was going to pick that second. I'd rather pick that story. That story is more of a heavy hitter than my wife and kids.
Y'all can have that one, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Y'all can have that one.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We going to five?
Yeah, we going to five.
Okay.
So I got three left. You just fucked my whole shit up. I'm going to save one of these for last because I know y'all not going to pick that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Living single. Living single three.
That's fine. Okay. Oh.
You want to use Google?
Nope.
Okay.
I got
okay.
it.
Okay. Living so I got Martin. I got That's a Raven. I'm debating my third pick. I'm hoping I could keep one of these until like 4 or 5 though.
You won't be able to.
I bet you one of them I could.
I bet you I'm sniping right now.
Are these like real life people as well?
Yeah.
Or anything?
As long as it's black sitcom. Scoochie.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna save that one then. I'm taking too long, I know, because I'm conflicted right now. I'm mad conflicted with
I'm letting you know if you don't say it right now, I swiped it already.
Okay. Everybody hates Chris.
Fucking bet. I said my fucking
that was a good fucking pick.
I said shut my fuck. I was about to say that just
pick.
Now, bro.
That was a good fucking pick.
Oh.
Does that count? Fake.
Yes.
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 It does, bro.
Okay.
It got two white people in it.
It got the bully,
Greg, the teacher,
and the teacher.
Yeah, no, it still counts.
Oh my god,
still okay. counts. All right. Because Chelsea is white.
That's true. Chelsea is white, and like the teachers be white and shit.
Yes,
that's true. Okay, that was a good fucking pick. Everybody hates Chris. Man. That was good.
That was my second pick, son.
That was good. That was good.
All right, I'm gonna pick.
That was good.
I'll save that one because y'all might not pick that one, but I'm gonna pick Moesha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moesha. I've never watched Moesha a day in my
Word?
Life.
Word?
Really?
Never watched Moesha.
It's a funny show that is you gotta watch it, bro. I can't explain that shit. Fuck. Everybody thinks my second. I should pick that shit first. Fuck. But if I picked the first, I'd have been done.
And after y'all pick, I don't know if y'all gonna pick this show, but this show I'm not picking because I never really watched like that either. Mm. I actually never watched it before.
Mm.
But I don't know if y'all gonna pick it, so I'm not gonna say it.
Mm-hmm. This is third or fourth pick right now.
This is fourth. The last one y'all not picking, so I don't even gotta worry about that. I'm gonna just save that.
Damn, I got like 3 left. Two spots.
Huh. I'll go Family Matters.
Okay.
Family Matters.
Yeah, I was hoping matters. I could save that till like 4 or 5.
Family Matters. I'm gonna go Family Matters.
What do I wanna go?
We could do white sitcoms right after this. Yeah. Y'all watch white sitcoms?
Yeah. Okay. I have.
If y'all pick my favorite one though, I'm not playing. But I don't think y'all gonna
play. I'm not gonna pick that shit.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I already know what's gonna say.
I'm gonna go.
You ever watched How I Met Your Mother, bro?
I watched like 2 episodes.
Yeah, I watched a couple of episodes. I always just seen it in passing. I never watched it.
I gotta watch it.
Bro, you got Hulu?
Yes.
Yo, bro, please just watch that.
I'm gonna watch it. I watch it for you, just for you, bro. I'm gonna watch it tonight.
I'll watch it. I swear, bro.
No, you won't.
If you watch,
bro, y'all gonna have to call each other.
Yo, bro, if you watch.
All right, hold on. I will watch the. Pause. I'll watch the first episode of How I Met Your Mother today.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna text you about it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna keep you accountable so you can watch it. You text me when you get a chance.
Bet.
Just for this week. Just for the, you can watch the first episode or anything.
Bet.
Just the first episode.
All right, bet.
If you don't like it, then all you don't right, gotta
bet.
Watch it.
Bet.
It starts off kind of not slow, but it's just like Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
You thought it was like, mm-hmm. Then it's like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bet. Say that.
Damn, I got like, okay. I know y'all gave me mad time just now.
Hold it.
I want to go left field because I don't want to keep it all. Sitcoms is comedy or does it matter?
No, sitcoms. Black. Sitcoms.
Black sitcoms.
Okay.
Black sitcoms.
Oh, we're cooking, baby.
All right, I'm gonna diversify it. Mm-hmm. The Boondocks.
Is that a sitcom?
That's why I asked.
I thought it was a cartoon. I don't know.
Does
what that,
that
is.
Count?
Animated.
If it doesn't count, then I'll take count. It. Okay, it don't count. All right, fine. Uh-uh. Whatever.
I'm crying.
All right, I'm gonna diversify it again. Mm. I'm lying. No, I'm not. Wayne's Bros.
I figured one of y'all was gonna pick Wayne's Bros.
Okay. Parkers.
The Parkers?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my fourth pick?
That's your fourth pick. Alright, my fifth pick is The Game, nigga.
Fuck! That was my fifth. I literally was like, yo, I wanted to diversified yo, so bad. I was like, yo, let me diversify this bitch and put the game, bro.
The game?
I swear to yo, God.
I'll just
tell
you right now, the game is top tier.
The game is top tier, bro.
Television,
the game is top tier.
Damn, son.
The game is top tier. The game is top tier.
That was a good list.
The game is top tier.
Bro,
the game is top tier, bro.
I was like, bro, I swear to God, that's why I asked, bro.
I'm done. I don't want to pay no money.
This whole shit over. Yo, the game damn, is top shit. Tier, bro.
I
should
have stuck with my shit. Diversity, bro.
Hell yeah, you should have. You should have.
Bro, I literally was like, bro, I literally said, let me stick my diversity yeah. in there and put the game just yeah. to shake the table yeah. a little bit. Fuck.
My last thing doesn't matter, so I don't. Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I don't know what he's about to. Well, you. He picked before you, so.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, I did, right?
No. You got one more.
Oh.
Nobody gonna pick.
I'm trying to think if I'm gonna pick. I'm thinking.
I got one. I got my last one.
I got two, son. I got two.
Go ahead, bro.
No, fuck that. I don't think. Bernie Mac show.
Mm. Ooh. I see that one.
Cause I'll.
But I watch Bits and Pieces.
You never watched that?
Steve Harvey?
No.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
I was dead, but everything that I picked, low key, you can say is better than Jamie Foxx show. Jamie Foxx show is really good.
No, I never really watched Jamie Foxx
show. Jamie Foxx show was good.
Yeah, I never really watched
it. What's a sitcom again?
What? Bernie Mac show?
Like, what's the definition of sitcom? So I'm thinking off the muscle.
Real life people.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Got you. I got my last one.
It's your turn.
Insecure.
Is that black?
Yes. It falls under the threshold. Bro.
Does that count?
You said real life?
I mean, it's a sitcom is a live audience.
Oh, it is?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Damn, sitcom I really wanted
is
to
short for situation comedy. It's a funny TV show with a realistic setting like an adult. Fuck!
Yeah.
That counts.
It does.
That counts. Fuck!
Yeah, it does. Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hell no. Because I was like, the guy gets his dick back for that. Fuck. It's not debatable.
Yeah, that pissed me off a little bit. The game, I really should have showed. I
had to get his dick back for that. It's not debatable.
I literally was sitting here like, yo, should I diversify? And I was like, no.
Yo.
Damn, so I could have said Abbott Elementary, too?
You could have said that.
Yeah.
Abbott is heat.
Yeah, you could have said
Abbott is heat, bro. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to go all old. I was like,
yeah, exactly.
I know the new shows was counting. I was like, this shit had to count.
And it's only like three new black sitcoms that
you shitted with Insecure, bro. You shitted
Insecure, bro. Yeah, bro.
Fuck, I ain't gonna lie.
We all shitted respectfully,
nigga. I done took off Family Matters. What the fuck? Yo, can I take off Family Matters?
I mean, y'all want to take off?
Fuck. I'll take, nigga, can I take off Family Matters
no.
and put Abbott?
No.
Nah?
No.
You not jacking it?
You don't want to take, you don't got something you want to take off?
No. Because if, no.
Yeah, I feel you.
I
okay.
pick first anyway, though.
No.
So feel me? It don't matter.
No.
Okay, that's fine. That's ain't no business. Fuck, that was a good nod. That was nice. Insecure, that was nice, bro. Fuck, I didn't, like.
And then Care, yeah.
No.
Because anytime this shit count, be like 90s, 2099. Yeah. I was like, nah, this shit count.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I had to double check.
Shit.
I need that definition before I pick that shit. Facts. It's definitely black sitcom. Especially on HBO, you see black sitcom, Insecure. I was like, yeah, facts.
Okay, we can do white now.
Yep.
Okay. All right, y'all let us know.
We doing the order over?
You want to keep it?
If you want to.
We could do
it. Because you want to keep first.
Nah,
pick.
I'm nobody gonna pick that. Pick,
I know. That's why I'm trying to switch it up.
Oh, okay. It's up to y'all. If y'all want to keep, we can keep the order.
Yo, Zoe want to win out of sitcom. Is it? Nigga, I'll pick that shit first. I swear.
All right, go ahead. It is.
Is it really?
Is it?
Zoe 101 is a children's show, no?
Yeah, it's a children's
show. Yo, Blackish is good, too.
Yeah, Blackish is cool. I like Blackish.
Blackish is
cool.
No, it don't count.
Blackish is cool. It don't count? Mm-mm. Why?
Because of the audience.
What you mean?
The demographic, sorry.
What you mean?
It's a kids show. It's not a sitcom.
Yes. You're right. So it's
gold.
So then you can't use That's So Raven.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You want to switch
it? I'll allow it.
We all can switch out. Or.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it. White sitcoms? I never watched Big Bang Theory or none of that shit.
I got the sitcoms.
Sitcoms?
I got it.
I never watched it, but The Office. I'm playing. I don't pick The Office. I never really watched The Office. I tried to watch The Office, bro.
The Office is funny. It's funny when, bro, literally one day I watched Office, and this is the only day, like, I was, like, nothing went wrong that day. Like, I woke up in the morning, my morning was smooth. Mm-hmm. I was calm as hell. And I was like, you know what? Let me put on The Office. That's how you got to watch The Office, in a mood where it's like, you're chilling. Mm-hmm. You can't watch the show any other time. You're not going to get it.
Oh, no. It does count.
That's the reason, right?
What you was going to say.
It does?
It should count because a sitcom is a television series that involves a continuing cast of characters in a succession of comedic circumstances right. in a show.
Okay.
So if it's not funny, does that make it a sitcom? No.
No, because it's situation comedy.
Situational okay. comedy.
Okay,
situational
okay, okay. comedy. So yeah, so then no matter what age.
Like, niggas gotta laugh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, so I guess no matter what age.
Bro, I'm about to smoke y'all. I'm
so then, yeah, you can you use, might smoke you can me, use Zoe 1. But Zoe 101 is not always funny.
Because white like it's not really white sitcoms. It's black sitcoms and it's just sitcoms.
Right. Zoe 101 so is not I'm a sitcom to, then.
It don't gotta be like white.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how we're saying white sitcoms? Uh-huh. It's just black sitcoms, bro. Mm-hmm. And then there's just white sitcoms. Cast manner. Oh. This is like whatever is a sitcom, oh, yeah, just it is not just black. Sitcom. It's just sitcoms now. So I'm really about to go crazy.
That's kind of OD, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, because blacks is like is specifically for blacks, but sitcoms are just nigga. The Simpsons is a sitcom.
I'm googling that shit. That's what I'm saying. But I never really watched The Simpsons.
Me neither.
Bro.
Simpsons that is not whack.
So then, okay, nigga, Family Guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Family Guy, go.
But we said Boondocks don't count.
I didn't know. So do you want to take some off and put
Boondocks? Yeah, put the Boondocks. Take the Ashram and put the Boondocks on.
No, because Boondocks is not a comedic relief show, low-key. I mean,
It is.
But not all it's... Yeah, it is.
It is, bro. Yeah, it
is. Does it, is the Boondocks a sitcom? Let me see. It should be.
It is, because South Park is a sitcom.
Ah, and King of the Hill is a sitcom.
Yeah, it is.
Bob's Burgers is a sitcom.
Yeah. Okay. So then, all right, let's see.
let's see. Hold on. Let me do my little research. Yo, nigga said SpongeBob is a sitcom, bro.
Nah, see, now they're dragging it.
But
keep it white, though, with the sitcoms.
Keep it white?
Yeah, keep it. We're going to do white sitcoms. Keep it, well, more white.
Okay.
I think I could save my first pick for my second pick, and I'm going to choose something for my first pick. Something
think else. So?
Yes. All right. So, That 70 Show.
No.
Motherfucker.
I thought you went already.
No.
How many things you going to say then?
You said
mad shit, bro. You said mad stuff, bro.
I don't want to play.
Yo, that 70 Show is one of my most.
I don't want to play.
You said mad stuff already, son.
Nah, bro. I was just naming shit. I don't
want to
play, bro. I'm not playing.
Y'all, get out of here, bro.
I'm not playing, bro.
They took the That 70 Show. Nah, That 70 Show was heat.
Because That 70 Show was my first pick, bro.
Oh, it was?
He's lying. No, it wasn't because How I Met Your Mother.
I forgot about That 70 Show. But damn, that's OD. Okay, I got Family Guy. You got That 70 Show?
Yeah.
It's my turn, right?
Fucking bitch.
I got,
You a bitch, bro. I ain't
going to
hold you.
Nigga said mad shows.
I got, what's this? You fucking That's my shit. Whore. I got Modern Family.
Modern Family's fire. Yeah, that's a good pick. You might have won already.
Modern Family. So yeah, you gotta watch that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you might have won already.
What? That's your second pick or something?
That's his first pick. Okay. Modern Family's a great first pick. Uh-huh. See, now I'm playing to win. I've never watched any of these shits. I've never watched any of these shits, but I'm trying to play to win now. Let me see. I'm gonna stick to shit I watched. Yeah, bro. I'm gonna stick to shit I watched. Second pick, I'm going How I Met Your Mother.
I was gonna say, I'm like, where is that at? I bet you was gonna pick that.
That was my first pick, but I knew y'all wasn't gonna pick that motherfucker, so I was just trying to
leverage. Yeah,
yeah, bro.
Flex.
True
Godfather.
What's the name of that show? 2 and a Half Men.
Don't piss me off.
Damn.
Fuck.
That was good. That was good.
I just came from Warner Brothers. That was crazy. Good.
That was good.
Damn. Full House.
That was mine. That's what I was debating on. I literally was thinking about that shit. I was debating on one of the two. I was trying to figure out which one was the better pick, though. That's that. That's what I was thinking about for my next one. Pick, though.
Facts.
You think 2.5 Man is the better pick?
Yeah.
I was dead. Wild. I'm like, yo, should I pick
that? But Full House is heat, though.
Full House is heat. Full House is OD heat.
Then y'all better not pick my... Y'all better not pick this fucker. I know y'all ain't watch this show. Y'all better not pick this shit. I know y'all ain't watch this show. Nigga, I watch this show on TV.
Ooh, I have one. I bet.
Bet. Y'all better not pick this shit, so...
Bet. Should I do that as my next pick? Nah, fuck that. I'm a TP on that one. I know y'all not gonna pick... I know y'all not gonna remember this one, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Nigga, Drake and Josh. Is that not a sitcom?
Yeah.
Drake and Josh.
Yeah. All right. I got something for that, nigga.
Oh, somebody's calling on the.
You got something for that nigga. But I ain't picking that right now, though.
That's your third pick?
Shit, I wasn't really keeping track.
That was my third pick.
Okay.
So right now I got Family Guy, How I Met Your Mother, Drake and Josh. Friendly
Falls. Yeah. What was mine?
2.5 Men.
2.5 Men.
And.
Y'all better not fuck me up either because.
Well, you got two picks now, right?
Yeah,
you're 2.5 Men.
His third. He on his third.
2.5 Men.
Monty, what was my first pick? Nigga, you trying to be slick. What was my.
That 70 Show.
That 70 Show, yes.
Nigga trying to make it seem like I forget and then he pick it.
Bitch ass nigga. Bitch ass nigga. That pissed me off. I ain't gonna lie.
That's how you know. Dead ass. Black woman on to that shit.
That got me mad, bro. That got me so mad.
Nigga Fez, man.
Cause that's my shit, bro. That shit is on Peacock. I be watching that, every day.
I'm gonna rap on me onto that shit. I was like, what the fuck
you
watching?
You put you onto that 70 Show?
I was like, what the fuck you watching? I was like, why are you watching that shit?
Bugging. Like, oh, you was bugging.
Yeah.
You was asleep, actually.
I was like, what the fuck
is that? I'm gonna go to Office.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You watch Office?
Yeah.
You don't watch that shit.
I did do.
Alright.
As comedic relief. I don't really keep up with it, but I've watched it.
I'm gonna go King of Queens.
Okay.
That's my third one, right?
Yeah. Friends. Just so that he can't.
Just
have
so
it.
I can't have it, you fuck bitch. All right,
I'll switch with you.
No, I don't care. I don't care.
Friends.
I don't care, bitch.
I don't even like that show.
Yeah, I know you don't like that show. That's why I'm like, why the fuck? No, I like the 70s show, though. That's petty as fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Friends.
You don't even like that show.
I don't even give a fuck about Friends at all, actually. But I'm just picking it so he can't have it.
You don't.
Nope. Nope.
All right, bet.
Nope. Pussy.
I'm trying.
What's that, fifth? Fourth? What was that, fourth?
Fourth. This is fourth, yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is fourth.
Come on. Oh, yeah. I got my last pick ready, bro.
Go.
Wait, what? I thought you... Oh, no. Okay. My fault. I'm like, am I bugging? I'm going to go old school a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But not too old school. Mm-hmm. Lizzie McGuire.
Okay. Lizzie McGuire. That's your fourth one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Malcolm in the Middle.
I was debating between the two.
I never watched that, you know.
That shit funny.
Yeah, I was debating.
They got the nigga on Breaking Bad. He plays the dad.
Oh, the dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Huh.
Hmm. That's not a sitcom. Never mind. Okay. Damn, I wish I picked something else. I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to pick. I want to pick Lizzie McGuire no more.
I'm gonna go Sex in the City.
They can try to get the white people riled up, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Sex in the
LD.
City. Yeah, Sex in the City. Yeah.
All right, motherfuckers. Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Nah, Hannah Montana was good.
My last pick. I actually watched all these shows. Oh. My last pick is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Gotta watch that. Yeah. That shit is.
I actually want to watch that.
That shit is. You don't have to start any season. You can start. Oh, you can just,
it's
watch.
It's one of them shits.
One of them shits, bro. Them shits is bad.
Okay, bet.
Nah, you were fucking that show, OD, bro.
I'm gonna watch it.
You really troll. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga does not watch Friends. Nigga does not even know the main. Nigga does not know nobody from Friends.
I know Jennifer Aniston.
You got Carrie. You got Biggs. Aniston.
Nigga, who are you talking about?
Oh, in the show.
Oh, in what show?
Characters.
In what show?
Mr. Biggs and Sex and the City.
Oh.
And other.
Oh no no no! He's talking about Friends.
Oh, I don't know.
Talking about Friends.
Joey. I just made that
What's
up.
Jennifer Aniston's character name.
Rochelle.
Rachel.
That's Rochelle. No, Rachel.
Oh, you know that because of Wale song.
Nobody watched Seinfeld? Man. I don't watch that shit either. No, I don't watch that shit.
I know some people's like classics. Seinfeld. Yeah, some people's classics. That's like some people's white people.
The Golden Girls. I was thinking about picking the Golden Girls. I was thinking about it, but
I was thinking about Golden Girls too.
I did watch that show.
Yeah, I fuck with Golden Girls. I haven't watched the season
through.
Yeah,
but I've watched.
I like Golden
that
Girls.
That shit cool. Them three little.
I did like Golden Girls. I ain't gonna front. Golden Girls is good.
I don't know why. Y'all remember Unfabulous?
I remember Unfabulous.
That sounds mad familiar.
That was on Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what. What's her name? What's that girl? She a movie star now, right?
Yeah, she be in movies.
Kate Emma Hudson.
Oh wait, no,
I don't know.
I'm weak. I was singing High School Musicals. Fabulous,
Unfabulous.
There we go. Yeah,
Emma Hudson or some shit.
That white girl,
Emma something. Emma I don't know. All of them name is Emma for real.
What time we at?
1:15. Do we have any listener letters?
We gotta have to save them because I gotta,
go gotta
to
get out.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
But my all-time five sitcoms, whatever, is That 70s Show, fucking How I Met Your Mother, fucking, what else? What else did we say? What the fuck else did we say?
Family Guy, no. No.
Not really.
Modern Family, no.
Modern Family's good. I'm not too keen on
the white
people sitcoms, yeah. Bro.
I mean, they got some Big Bang Theory is cool.
Yeah, I like Big Bang Theory. Yeah, I like Big Bang
Theory. I just didn't watch it anymore. I stopped watching it for a long time. That shit was actually fire though.
Sitcom. I'm talking about like sitcoms.
Yeah,
yeah, word.
I really stick to the black
ones. Yeah. Better.
But like That 70s Show and fucking I know people
fuck with Glee.
I forgot about Glee.
A sitcom?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about Glee.
Yo!
I forgot about Glee.
I ain't gonna hold that's you, crazy. Gang. Never mind. That's not a sitcom.
What?
Fucking, what's that? That Secret Life of an American
Teenager? That's not American sitcom. Teacher. That's not a sitcom?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Was that a drama? It's a dramedy sitcom.
Because
I laughed. Couple times in that bitch.
Yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That was heat, nigga.
That was heat.
That shit was heat.
That was actually hard,
that
bro.
That shit was heat.
Now, that might be a sitcom. Well,
is it?
Is it?
Is it?
That might be a dramedy. No, a drama. It's a drama.
Of American Teenager.
It's a drama. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a drama. Because then, nigga, I'd have put Gossip Girl on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a fucking... Yeah, it's a drama series.
Yeah, dramas would have went crazy.
Fucking easy.
Pretty Little Lies.
Little Lies, that's a drama.
It's a drama too.
The Nanny.
The Nanny was good.
Mm-hmm. I like The Nanny.
The Nanny was good. I like The Nanny.
Oh, with that maid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what's her name? I forget her name.
Francesca or something.
Yeah, some shit. Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of right now, to be honest with you. Saved by the Bell.
I was thinking about Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
I watched that shit the other day, and I was like, yo, Saved by the Bell, but...
Yeah, I did like Saved by the Bell.
I never watched Saved by the Bell.
Yeah?
It used to be on, and I just got into it when I had cable.
Y'all watch Ugly Betty?
I never watched Ugly Betty.
Good show.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never watched
Ugly Psych 2. Psych was cool. Oh, what was that show then? It made me think about that guy. That wasn't sitcom, was it? Mr. Bean? I forgot this fucking show. Mole? What was that show? Mr. Bean? What was that show?
He was on a show?
Yeah, he was.
See,
he had a
like
show.
Like Zach and Cody is a...
He was like a fucking detective.
It is.
Does that count as white sitcom, though?
Nigga, you picked Hannah Montana.
Yeah, you picked
Hannah. Drake and Josh.
Oh.
I'd have just been fucking naming Bear Disney and Nickelodeon.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, bro.
Damn, what's that shit, son? Mr. Bean,
y'all
son.
Niggas ever watched Naked Brothers Band?
Yeah.
Nah.
That was my shit, too.
That was my shit, word. Jonas Brothers.
Huh? Them niggas ain't have no show.
Yes, they did.
Oh, no, it was not Mr. Bean.
No, they did not.
Jonas Brothers had a show.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No, yeah, they did.
Yes, they did, nigga. Yes, they did. They had a show for probably like two years. They had a show. Yes, they did.
Big Time Rush had a show.
Yes, and so did Jonas Brothers Band. I mean, Jonas Brothers.
No.
Bro, yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Monk.
Yes, they did.
Yes, Monk. Not Mr. Bean, Monk. That's a drama, though.
What the fuck?
They had a show.
These niggas had a show.
Yeah, was it Snoop Dogg on that bitch? I'm tweaking.
He was in the song. He was in one of the songs.
No, he was on the Big Time Rush song.
Oh, Big Time Rush. Yeah. Different group. Jonas Brothers Band.
He was in on both of them?
I didn't know Jonas Brothers had a show.
Jonas.
Yeah, I didn't watch that shit. I didn't even know about that shit.
That shit must flop. That shit had a flop, bro.
It was only, it was like 3 seasons, to be honest.
How many seasons they got? All right. If you listen to this on Apple, Spotify, wherever you got your favorite podcast, please leave a star review. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe to the video. And hit that bell for post notifications.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully,
that was quick.
Next video,
we can get to them listener letters.
We can get to, we'll get to the listener letters. But we'll get to the listener letters. We will get to the listener letters next week. If you want to send in a listener letter, please send it in to notfornothingpod@gmail.com or inbox us on Instagram @notfornothingpod. Hopefully, Kendrick drops a fucking track by the next
week.
If he drops today, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so mad.
On Monday, one of these days, bro.
All right. What are we going to name this, bro?
Where is he? Drop.
What the fuck you was thinking? We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm about to drop this shit right now.
Oh,
Sunday.
What's the shit that he said? The people that he called, that he emailed. What's them niggas called?
Questions and concerns.
Okay, yeah, we can leave it that. Until next week, we gonna holla at y'all. Peace.
My body different. VBS shot it. Different dollars. Shit me, nigga. Yeah. Check. Okay.